Now to our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox, which include how Second World War history has been unearthed in a Norwich garden, and fancy dress vandals kicked down a wall. But first, technology, which could have ended up in landfill, has been given a new lease of life.
Staff at Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, NNAB, on Magpie Road, Norwich, are benefiting from 10 upgraded computers donated by Norwich-based ESE Direct, which supplies business and industrial products. Jackie Wells, ESE Managing Director, said, "We always tried to recycle where possible, and although we needed to upgrade our IT, the old machines are perfectly serviceable. We are delighted that we have been able to find them such a worthwhile new home."
A father of two has been banned from visiting Prince of Wales Road after scratching and kicking a police officer during a drunken skirmish. Ricky Sargent, 28, and of Meredith Road in Helston, was arrested after being refused entry to Mantra nightclub in Norwich for being drunk and abusive towards door staff at the venue. After refusing to leave the area, Sargent was placed under arrest by Norfolk Constabulary, but did not go quietly, Norwich Magistrates Court heard. After admitting four charges, including one of assaulting a police officer, Sargent was told he could face jail or a more draconian form of punishment for his actions.
More than 400 people got into the festive spirit at the annual EDP and Evening News carol service at Norwich's St Peter Mancroft Church. It was in aid of the Priscilla Bacon Hospice Appeal, and included a range of popular carols heartily sung by the large congregation in the candlelit church, as well as readings of the Christmas story.
When Ivan Adcock decided to investigate what lay at the bottom of his garden, he had no idea it would lead to a bomb scare and 4 tons of rubble. The 57-year-old had known there was an abandoned air raid shelter in the garden of his Trafford Road house in Norwich since he moved into the property in the 1980s. But it was only in March 2017 that he decided to start investigating properly. More than a year later, Mr. Adcock had excavated the L-shaped concrete bunker, cleared almost 4 tons of rubble from within it, and made a host of other discoveries along the way. He said, "I thought in the past that it would be too expensive to do up. And then what motivated me to do it was my mental health. I was strung a little bit and thought I needed a project. That project started a process which would involve 10 months of heavy labour, calling the Ministry of Defence when he mistook a sash window weight for an incendiary device, and a deep dive into Norfolk's archives and picking up new lots of skills." Mr. Adcock said the project had taken him to place it he'd never imagined.
"It would be an utter disgrace if the revamp of Norwich's Anglia Square, complete with 20-storey tower, is allowed to happen," a national campaign group has warned. A 3-week public inquiry into whether Norwich City Council was right to grant planning permission for the £271 million redevelopment starts soon. City Hall's Planning Committee agreed permission to Western Homes for the redevelopment of the shopping complex, including 1,234 new homes, a leisure quarter with a cinema, car parks and a 200-bed hotel a year ago. But the government announced it was calling in the decision after a request from Historic England, which feared the impact of the development and its 20-storey tower on the character of Norwich. Campaign group Save Britain's Heritage will appear at the inquiry alongside Historic England and a civic watchdog, the Norwich Society. Marcus Binney, executive president of Save Britain's Heritage, says, "England's proud medieval cathedrals have dominated many of the country's finest and most historic cities for centuries. It is nothing short of an utter disgrace that at the beginning of the third millennium, their undisputed glories should be dimmed and diminished in this crude fashion. Alec Forshaw, former Principal of Conservation and Design at Islington Borough Council, will act for Save Britain's Heritage at the inquiry. In his submission, he states, "The proposal is a mega structure completely alien to its context and the character of medieval and pre-war Norwich. It replaces a failed example of 1960s comprehensive redevelopment with something that promises to be even more disastrous." Western Homes, Columbia Threadneedle, have submitted a 294-page statement of case to the inspectors, outlining how they intend to give evidence. They will argue the proposal does not cause harm to heritage assets in the southern part of the city, including the cathedrals, St Peter Mancroft, Guildhall and City Hall. They will argue the tower will enhance the townscape. The inquiry starts on January the 28th. Afterwards, the inspector will make a recommendation if the scheme should go ahead or not, which the Secretary of State could follow or ignore.
The hunt is on for a group of men who dressed up as Father Christmas and sent a wall crashing to the ground after trying to rip down a political sign. Police are investigating after 5 to 6 men, all dressed in Santa hats and suits, were seen vandalising a Labour Party sign which had been put up outside a house in the city's Golden Triangle. The group, who kicked down metal railings and a wall, was spotted by Emma Corlett, who took pictures and video of the men damaging the wall and pursued them to a nearby pub, where she challenged them and called on them to apologise and make an offer to pay for the damage they had caused. But the men claimed it was not them, prompting a call to the police about the incident.
A supermarket giant is donating food to charities and community groups in a bid to reduce waste. Tesco has run the Community Food Connection since 2018, which has helped provide more than 80 million meals to more than 7,000 charities and community groups. One of the groups which has benefited from the food waste project is the Oaks Friendship Group, based in Beauthorpe Church on Beauthorpe Hall Road on the edge of Norwich. The group combats loneliness and isolation among vulnerable people, offering a safe environment for individuals to socialise. It uses the food donations to make lunches for its members to take home, as well as a weekly lunch buffet. That's all from James and me. Now it's over to Richard Matthew and Sam Elmhurst for the next part of Chatterbox.